that we are enjoying in studio, and you haven't waited as long as you did the last time, Mel Shanley.
No.
Mel is in, Mel, of course, from Quantum Life there below in Dungarvan, and this month we're going to talk about
travel insurance. Yeah, it's that time of year. The sun is shining. Good morning, everybody. It's that time of year. Everyone is booking the holidays. Or maybe with the sunshine, maybe they're not booking the holidays. Maybe they're considering staying around. Staycation, is that what they call
staycations? Yes, the latest. But I think, do you know what? I think people have gone back to doing the holidays abroad in the last couple of years. I think kind of last year into this year, people are, you can hear a lot more people saying, oh, we're going to Spain, or we're going to France, or we're going wherever, yeah, or the holidays are booked. And that didn't happen for a long time, but I think people are starting to,
I think so,
travel further afield again.
And it's probably a combination of weather here, although last summer was absolutely out of this world, of course, but will we get another one? We don't know. But travel insurance, yes, it's that time of year. People are either booking holidays themselves online, or they are going to travel agents. I think travel agents are getting pretty scarce nowadays. There's not too many of them around. But support your local travel agent, because they will still get you the best deal. But travel insurance, what a lot of people don't realise is that one thing that's very important is that anyone that has a health insurance policy, one of the benefits of most health insurance policies, I'd say 99.99% of health insurance policies, is that there is an accident and emergency overseas cover automatically built into the health insurance policy. Okay. Now, I know there's a 47 or 48% of the population don't have health insurance, so, you know, it doesn't concern them. But if you have health insurance, check out the accident and emergency overseas cover, because really, when you go on holidays, that's probably what you're most concerned about. What happens if we have an accident, we crash the car, the child falls down the slide, someone splits their head, you know, I trip on a wet floor, whatever it might be. You need to know that you can go to a hospital or clinic in a hurry and get looked after. I think that's the main concern for most people. So what I've noticed in the last couple of years about travel insurance companies is that they start to ask the question now, do you have health insurance? And to me, that's a little, I don't like the sound of that.
Sounds a bit lazy, kind of, is it? It's,
well, I think, well, I suppose, look, from a legislation point of view, you're most unlikely to be able to claim off your travel insurance policy, and also from the accident and overseas emergency cover on your health insurance policy. You won't be able to claim twice in most cases. So travel insurance companies have copped onto this, and they've decided to put plans together that allow for somebody who has health insurance and somebody who doesn't. So again, you know, the internet is the place to go. The comparative websites are there. A couple of pointers to look out for is that if you're over 65, unfortunately, we're all heading that way. But if you're over 65, they do tend to try and load you, because they suggest that, oh, there's a better chance that you'll become ill because you're older. There's a better chance that you might trip and fall and have an accident because you're older, etc., etc. I don't particularly like that idea either. But for those people that are over 65 and that have health insurance, I recommend that they look to their health insurance for their accident and emergency overseas cover while they're travelling. It's worldwide. It's available, I think, in about 150 countries. I think there's very few places you can go in the world now, if you are a health insurance policy holder, where you won't have this cover.
Now, a lot of people, and we've spoken about health insurance in the past before many times, a lot of people aren't in the position to have health insurance. So therefore, if they are going abroad, they are going to have to take travel insurance, as you spoke about there. What are the best ways to do it? You mentioned the internet sites there. Should they do internet sites? Do travel agents now as a whole, are they brokers for health insurance, or for travel insurance
yeah,
as well?
And that's what I'm saying. Like, talk to your local travel agent. You should get the best deal from them, but certainly do your homework. And again, today's message is educate yourself in relation to travel insurance. If you go online, you will be able to very, very simply punch your details into a very simple travel insurance comparative site. Just Google compare travel insurance. And I think on the first page of the Google search, there's probably 8 or 10 different sites that you can put in your details, family, single, multi-trip, annual policy, Europe only, Europe and worldwide, excluding the United States, including the United States, all kinds of contraptions and connotations, and be put together on the plan. Typically, you could pay anything from about €30 a year to any price. You could be asked to pay any price. So a particular heads up to the senior citizens of the listenership, the over 65s, just be careful. You tend to be targeted when you're going on holidays, because you're more likely to be concerned what happens if. And just be careful. Just maybe do your research online before you make a decision. When you're talking to your travel agent, like I've heard travel insurance figures of upwards of €500 being quoted for people over 65,
it's
which really is
money.
Absolutely ridiculous. Takes the good out of the holiday,
Absolutely it does. Should people with pre-existing medical conditions check with their health insurance provider before they travel that they actually are covered? You probably shouldn't assume you are covered, should you?
Well, you absolutely are. So if you have a health insurance policy and you automatically have accident and emergency overseas cover, and you have served your waiting periods here at home, you will be covered. No matter what happens, you will be covered should anything happen anywhere in the world under your accident and emergency overseas. There's no way in the wide earthly world that you would not be admitted or looked after in that situation. But the flip side, if you don't have health insurance here in Ireland and you go travelling and you have a pre-existing condition, your travel insurance will more than likely null and void that should you claim. Pre-existing conditions would not be covered.
So I suppose it comes back to what we always speak about when you're on the show is seek advice if you're not sure.
Exactly.
These comparison websites, and we've often spoken about them, are brilliant.
Yeah.
Even from a point of view of just giving you a bit of information and kind of knowing at what price points you should be looking at if you're contacting brokers and stuff. But pick up the phone and ask, really, is the big thing, isn't it?
Like, definitely talk to your advisors, talk to your travel agent, but by educating yourself online beforehand, you're not making any diagnosis or anything like that, but what you're getting is you're getting the right questions that you need to ask. So that, so that there's no unanswered questions, then God forbid if something happens when you are away and someone comes along and says, well, you're not actually covered for that. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, well, then it's tough luck. I mean, have your facts and make sure that before you part with your money, know exactly what you're covered for and know exactly what you're excluded from.
Mel, as always, thanks a million. We will. It's the 21st of May already.
I do not know where
this month has gone.
It's
ridiculous. So we will be talking to you again in the next few weeks.
Yes.
We'll talk to you.
With our shorts and T-shirts and sunglasses.
Here's hoping.
And our Iron Man T-shirts, hopefully, at that stage.
Well, Mel, if you don't come in here in shorts and T-shirts the next time, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Thank you, Linda.
Thanks, Mel.